Hospital organizational structure is defined as the hierarchy pattern of authority, responsibility, and accountability designed to provide coordination of work of the organization. So when we talk about organizational structure, it is about hierarchy pattern, which is always in the pyramid shape. It is about the top is where the leadership starts, and the down is the ground level team, which, you know, forms the pyramid structure or organizational structure. It can further divide into multiple departments or the multiple services, as depends upon depends to the hospital management and the hospital levels. So organizational structure refers to levels of management within the hospital levels and allows efficient management of the hospital department. So basically hospital structure revolves around hierarchy aligned with the different departments. So eventually the monitoring is at a better state. We can have a better monitoring of the hospital services through having this hierarchy, and decision making can be done in a better way. The structure helps us understand the hospital chain of command. It makes us understand who will be in the command, who will be taking the decision, or who is the person in authority for that service or for that decision making. Hospital structures can vary based on the size, complexity, and specific needs of the healthcare facility. Whether large hospital have complex organizational structure, a smaller hospital may have a simpler organizational structure. So I think this it's a self-explanatory statement where the hospital structure may vary in the larger hospital. Larger hospital has multiple departments and the structure becomes complex with those departments, well as a small organization or a smaller hospital have a lesser department, making it more simpler and having a simpler organizational structures. Now let us understand the organizational structure of hospitals may vary, like I said, but there are some common inclusions or common elements which are there in every hospital. It is government and leadership, clinical services, nursing and ancillary services, and administrative support services. Now let us understand governance and leadership. So hospitals have governance boards or administration responsible for setting policies, managing finances and overseeing the hospital operations. They work closely with the hospital executives and leaders to ensure effective management. So the governance and leadership are the topmost in the pyramid, where they are responsible for setting policies, managing the finances of the hospital. Clinical services includes physicians and nurses, physicians and nurses make up the clinical provider, which is the heart of the hospital organization structure. Yes, the clinician addresses the medical needs of the diverse patients. Physician typically provides physical examination, immunization, health maintenance, and acute and urgent medical services. So doctors or the clinician provide clinical care to the patients by examining the patient, by providing the treatment, by providing the surgeries, by clinically evaluating the cause of the disease. While as nurses are the support system or are in a supportive role, they assist clinicians with examinations, administrating the medications assigned by the doctors or the clinicians, and assisting in them in the surgeries, performing the duties such as triaging, lab report, and transportation of labs. So all, you know, the clinicians and the nurses work hand in hand and are the heart of the hospital. Ancillary services are supportive or diagnostic measures that supplement or support a primary physician, nurse, or other healthcare providers in treating a patient. So ancillary services are the support services. Clinically support services here. There are three categories which include the diagnostic that assist the physician or healthcare provider in diagnosing or detecting the services. It includes your laboratory service, it includes your radiology services, it includes your non-invasive cardiology services. A therapeutic helps to improve the health and being of the patient. That is your speech therapist, your physiotherapist, your occupational therapist, your psychologist, your psychiatrist. So all these work as a therapeutic. They help, they align with the clinician for providing the therapy of care to the patient for the better clinical outcome. And then we have custodial services or custodial ancillary services, which assist the patients as they recover from injury or chronic illness, or are offered to patients for life because of disability or illness, which includes your home health services, nursing homes. So all these are a part of ancillary services. Administrative and support services. Hospital have administrative and support services such as finance, human resources, marketing, and IT department, which support the overall operations of the hospital. Roles and responsibilities of the hospital staff. Now let us, now that we have understood the structure, how structure helps us, how the hierarchy structure helps us in a better decision making, in better providing the services, how it is aligned for a better working of the department. So now when we have understood that, let us understand the roles and responsibilities in the hospital. So let us first start with board of directors. The board of trustees is the governing body of the hospital. The board of directors or the trustees are the governing body of the hospital. They are responsible for developing and reviewing hospital's mission and strategic goals. So they are aligned. They review the hospital's strategic goals. They review the hospital's mission and vision are aligned with the strategic goals. The board guides long-term goals and policies for the hospital by making strategic plan and decisions. They assist and support CEO with input about management policy. So basically the CEO reports to the board of directors. They support the CEO with the input about management policies. They understand CEO's requirements, if he needs any support in his daily work. He ensures that the right decisions are made. They give their inputs against those decisions. Then post board of directors or directors comes chief of executive officer, chief executive hospital officer or hospital administrator. The CEO is the top executive responsible for overall management and operations of the hospital. The CEO manages the day-to-day activities of the hospital, works with the board chair to develop and implement hospital strategies. The CEO is the highest leader that oversees all the hospital operations and the program. So he's the leader who basically overall, understands the services, understand how well the department is doing. It is basically an overall approach and a leadership position where they monitor hospital's working of hospital along with its operations, financial management, and other services. The board of trustees usually receive regular summaries of the hospital work along with proposals for changes from the CEO. So as I told you, CEO reports to the board of trustees. So he is aligned in reporting, providing summaries of the hospital's, hospital status, hospital's condition, hospital working status, or hospital's revenue to the trustees. So the CMO or the chief medical officer is the head of clinical services. The CMO is the senior physician leader responsible for medical affairs with the hospital. He leads to day-to-day operations of the hospital. He develops and tracks goals and objectives. So he develops and tracks clinical goals and objectives of the hospital. He manages, trains, and evaluates medical or clinical staff. He hires and onboards new clinical staff, which includes your doctor, your technicians, your clinical team. He writes and implements clinical policies and procedure. So when I talk about chief medical officer, he's second in position after the CEO, and he overall monitors the clinical operations of the hospital, and he leads the day-to-day operations of the hospital. He oversees all the financial operations and budgets, provides advices on patient care when necessary, collaborates with nurses, doctors, and administrative administrators. He designs continuous quality improvement initiatives. He initiates all guidelines, regulations, and standards are met. So he clinically basically oversees the hospital operations, clinical operations. He understands wherever he is, he basically monitors the clinical care given to the patient is of high standards or of a better quality. He advises in patient care when necessary. Whenever he thinks that he has to intervene, as he is from a medical background, he ensures that he intervenes and advises the patient care givers about the changes or any requirements in that care. So he collaborates. He collaborates between the nurses, doctors, the technicians, the administration for a better patient outcomes. Clinical department director. So now after the head of, director comes clinical department director. So clinical department director is the head of that particular department, or he is the chair of that particular department. He is the medical director of his department, his clinical department. And when we spoke about chief director, medical officer or a medical director, the clinical director reports to him. So the hierarchy goes from CEO, director, and then clinical department director. He devises strategies and plans for the clinical department according to the company standards, and for excellent service and growth. He assumes responsibility of budgeting and resourcing his department. He plans and oversees all the patient care and administrative operations and programs in his department. So here, when I talk about clinical department, we may have multiple clinical departments in the hospital. It can be divided into your clinical specialty. You may have clinical director for orthopedic, you will have a clinical director in oncology, in medicine, in surgery. So in a bigger hospital or a tertiary care hospital, the structure is very complex here. This position may not be seen in a small nursing home, which is catering to limited services or limited specialties. But in a complex hospital, the larger hospitals, you may find clinical directors who are responsible for care in their department, growth of their department, recruitment of that department. They assign cases and create schedules of the employees in their department. They coordinate and supervise staff, providing constructive feedback. They provide personnel with clinical training and opportunities for continuous development. They evaluate performance and discipline employees when necessary. So they monitor complete daily operations of their clinical department. They plan financial plannings. They are, clinical plannings of their department. They assign duties. They assign cases for the doctors. So all these things are done by the clinical director. They monitor compliance to the legal guidelines, internal policies, and quality standards. So physicians and specialties. After the clinical directors of a different specialties, we have below them physicians and specialist consultants. So what do they do in the hospital? What is their role? Their role is to perform checkups on patients. Their role is to provide treatment to the patient, do the treatment planning and management of care of the patient. They ensure that a continuity of care and is maintained, and a timely referral if it is beyond their clinical specialty has to be done. They provide quality of healthcare to patients. They take part in further education opportunities, performing medical procedures and surgeries as per their privileges or as per their specialties. They collaborate with the healthcare team for the better patient outcome and the better patient services. They create a care plan for the patient. Now that we have understood the structure of a director, medical director, the clinical director, and departmental director, and then the physicians and the doctors. Now let us understand the other heart of the hospital, that is the nursing services. Nursing services starts with the director of nursing. Yes, the director of nursing reports to the CEO. The director of nursing is responsible for the nursing department. And let me tell you, nursing is one of the biggest department in the hospital. The number of nurses or the number of team what a nursing services hold are larger in number. The management is robust, management is required for managing the nursing department. And overall quality of nursing care, again, it depends upon the management of the nursing care. So here, the chief nursing officer or director of nursing is the head of nursing services. They lead the nursing staff in diversifying or delivering excellent care to the patients and offering quality support to the medical staff. They ensure each nurse or staff is properly certified and abides by the standards of care established by the organization. So they monitor the nursing care of the hospital. They monitor the nursing care. They ensure that, you know, they lead the nursing staff and ensure the excellent care is provided to the patient. They create new nursing policies and update existing policies to help improve the level of care for each patient. They implement quality improvement programs designed to deliver the highest possible levels of services. They ensure that all patient care plans have documentation necessary to provide proper type of care. See, it is very important in healthcare to have a proper documentation. And if you see, maximum documentation, patient care documentation is done by the nurses, nursing care team. So they, you know, the documentation is proper or not by the nursing care is again monitored by the nursing director. Then comes nurses. Now nurses again are, you know, divided into nursing supervisors, pain management nurse, OT nurse, radiology nurse. So nursing is a diversified department, and there are multiple nurses or the multiple departmental nurses, like we spoke about different clinical directors, head of clinical directors, and then different specialties of physicians. We do have different specialty of nurses too. So, but the basic now roles and responsibilities of nursing is to maintain care for all patients during their shift, recognizing changes in the patient's health condition and responding appropriately. It is not only about responding appropriately, but also informing the doctor about the patient's care where they need an intervention by the doctor. Recording and monitoring a patient's vital signs, the promoting well-being by educating patients on self-care techniques. See, nursing spends maximum time with the patient while patient is admitted in the hospital. So they also basically guide the patient in self-care techniques. They consult with the doctors and other medical staff to determine the optimal treatment plan. They administer medications, changing dressings of the wounds, nurturing a compassionate environment by providing emotional and psychological support to the patient. Like I told you, they spend maximum time with the patient. If patient spends maximum time with anyone in the hospital, is nurses here. And they play like a friend. They emotionally and psychologically support the patient, and they also, you know, support the family members in the treating the patient, in, you know, properly providing the quality of care. They operate medical equipments with accuracy. The maintenance, you know, is monitored by nurses of the medical equipments. Ancillary services. They work collaboratively with physicians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals to provide specialized services and support to the patients. Now, ancillary service again is a diversified department which includes multiple specialties like physiotherapist, occupational therapist, and let us understand in detail their roles and responsibilities. Physiotherapists work with variety of patients, including physical disabled children, women before and after giving birth, athletes, patients who are hospital or attending clinics, and people within the committee. Their responsibilities include helping patients recover from accidents, illness, or injury. They organize therapeutical physical exercises. So physiotherapist provides the therapeutic physical exercises to the patient. They provide massages to the patient. They use special techniques like electrotherapy and ultrasound. By using the equipment, they ensure that the nerve conduction of the patient is better. They collect statistics. They write reports for the patient and ensure these are the licensed professionals such as doctors and nurses. So they provide education and advice about the exercises. They keep up to date with the latest advancement in their profession, and they ensure that services are provided to the patient for the better patient outcomes. Occupational therapist focuses on helping patients regain independence and improve their ability to perform daily activities. See, the occupational therapist, though is quite similar to the physiotherapist, it works on occupational hazards or occupational deformities, and they understand, they work accordingly. So they, what are their responsibilities? Their responsibilities again is patients, assessing patients' physical, cognitive and psychosocial abilities. They develop customized treatment plan to enhance self-care, work and leisure skills, providing adaptive equipment and devices to improve functional abilities. Training patients in energy conservation, working modification techniques. So basically, occupational therapists work with the people who, you know, who have any work-related physical concerns. Speech and language therapist. The speech language pathologist or a therapist evaluates and treats patients with speech and language swallowing and cognitive disorders. Their responsibility include assessing, diagnosing, screening and preventing language, speech and swallowing disorders. So speech therapists help patients to have a better speech. They work on the speech exercises, throat exercises, or they help patients who are basically not speaking, are not able to speak well or have any swallowing disorders. So they license with their family members, physicians and teachers to design effective treatment plan using tried and tested therapies. Keeping up to date with the advancement is one of their key responsibilities with evolving healthcare facilities every day. They educate patients and families on speech disorder and available therapies. They take detailed notes on patient history and progress. They provide mentoring and workshops to the speech therapy students. They evaluate progress and implement changes to therapy program as required. Respiratory therapists. Respiratory therapists specialize in evaluating and treating patients with breathing disorders. So they work on the patients like with asthma, they work on the patients who has been on ventilator, post-ventilator recovery. So they help in respiratory conditions, respiratory disorders. Their responsibilities again includes assessing patients. See, if we talk about clinical or hospitals, the primary role of ancillary services or clinical services or nursing services is assessing patient. Assessment of patient is done by everyone to understand from their point of view the patient's condition. So here, when respiratory therapist assesses the patient, it assesses the patient for respiratory status, oxygenation and lung function. They administer respiratory treatments such as oxygen therapy, nebulizer medication and breathing exercise. They manage mechanical ventilation and artificial airways for the patient. So they, you know, they conduct diagnostic such a test such as pulmonary function test, which gives us a report of how well the lungs are functioning, or they do arterial blood gas analysis, educate patient on self-management technique and respiratory care. Radiology technician. Radiology technician operates imaging equipments like CT scan, X-ray, MRI machine. So radiology technician deals with operating imaging equipments, and their responsibility is preparing the examination room for patient examination, administering radiopharmaceuticals or like multiple contrast or dyes to obtain clear usable images, positioning the patient and the equipments, explaining the procedure and ensuring patient's comfort. So while the patient is aligned for the test, they provide a right position to the patient, they explain the procedure to the patient, they do the needful documentation of the patient, and they ensure that the patient is comfortable, inserting commands and data into the computer. So they ensure that the scan sequences are documented in the computer so that further they are given to the radiologist and the radiologist evaluates the report. Monitoring of patient during examination, ensuring their safety and following procedures to prevent unnecessary exposure to the radiation. Radiology basically technician deals with radiation exposure for evaluating, for doing the procedures. So they ensure that the patient is safe. All safety equipments are used while the procedures are being done. They ensure patient patient safety and better patient outcomes. They help in producing diagnostic images, reporting important information regards to the, you know, facility or the services to the physician, and updating patient's record. They organize daily procedure schedule for emergencies and monitoring radiographic supplies. They perform administrative tasks such as answering technical questions, scheduling appointments, and offering pre-procedure advice. So while the patient is planned for the procedure, the they ensure that the patient is well aware about the procedure. If there is any technical queries that is resolved for the patient, they offer a pre-procedure advice for the patient. Clinical laboratory and scientists. Clinical laboratory scientists, also known as medical technologists, they perform laboratory tests to assist the diagnosis and treatment of the patient. Their responsibility include collecting and analyzing patient blood samples such as blood, urine, and tissues, performing laboratory tests such as blood chemistry or biochemistry, microbiology, hematology, and immunology. The operating and maintaining of laboratory equipment is the role or responsibility of a technician. They interpret test results and reports to findings to the physician. So they do the primary interpretation of the test and then further report it to the physician, who finalizes, reconfirms the report and releases it for the patient. They ensure quality control and adherence to laboratory protocols and safety of measures. So while they are doing the test, they also ensure that the quality control measures are taken, quality control tests are run, and the machine, and they compare the quality control test to understand whether the performance of machine is at, you know, as appropriately or not. Pharmacists play a crucial role in hospitals. They ensure safe and effective medication use and provide pharmaceutical care to the patient. They work as a part of healthcare team, collaborating with physicians, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. Their responsibility includes review and execute physicians' prescriptions, provide prescriptions to the patient, dispense the medications to the patient, and organize the pharmacy in an efficient manner so that, you know, it eases the identification of products and faster delivery of medications. Now let us go ahead and understand dietitian. Okay, dietitians are responsible for assessing patients' nutritional needs. They provide dietary counseling and intervention. So when patient arrives in the hospital, they plan diet as per the patient's clinical condition. They plan patient's meal as per the patient's clinical conditions. They assess the patient's nutritional status, nutritional requirements, and they incorporate in patient's diet plan. They provide dietary recommendations. They educate the patient and caregivers about the nutrition and healthy eating habits. They collaborate with healthcare team to address nutritional needs and support in recovery of the patient. Medical social workers. Medical social workers provide support and assistance to the patient and their families in navigating the social and emotional aspects of healthcare. See, when a patient arrives in hospital, the patient is not in a good emotional state too, and his relatives are also not in a good emotional state. So medical social workers provide support and assistance to them. They assess patient's psychosocial needs. They develop and implement care plan and discharge plan for the patient. They assist in arranging necessary social services and resources. So if a patient is unaffordable, they ensure that patient is funded by generating grants for them. They provide counseling and emotional support to the patient and the family members. They advocate for patients' rights and facilitating communication with the healthcare providers. They collaborate with the healthcare team to ensure a coordinated approach to patient care. So basically, medical social worker plays a very important life role in the patient care. They support them emotionally, they counsel them, they are the mediator in making the patient understand the care plan. Maintaining full control over delivering and stocking and labeling of medicine and other products, and monitor their condition to prevent expiring and deterioration. They listen carefully to the customers to interpret their needs and issues and other information and advice. They provide assistance with medical services such as injection, blood pressure, temperature measurement, etc. They prepare medicine when appropriate using correct dosages and material for each individual patient. They keep records of patient history and all activities regarding heavy medications. Administrative and support services. Financial and accounting support. Their responsibility includes estimating income and expenditure, recording of pay and use, spending arrangement and budgetary control, organization of financial procedures, maintaining creditors and debtors accounts. So financial and accounting support revolve around finances and accounts of the hospital services. They store records and accounts. They do bookkeeping. They cost accounting and value analysis. The establishment of cost and revenue centers. They review new projects and investments. So the capital investment, they review the projects. They understand the financial analysis and understand the viability of project. They do salary and wage administration. Human resources. Human resources is all about hiring, recruiting, retention, claim handling, employee orientation to the services, benefits and compensation management, counseling, and basically exit interviews and relieving the staff. Training and performance monitoring, professional development programs, state and federal regulations, educations. They ensure that the workplace is safe and sanitized. They provide labor mediation. They administer employee meetings, and they ensure that the staff morale is boosted and they are retained. Supply chain and inventory management. They create company supply chain strategy, analyze data from shipping and delivering processes to find bottlenecks and other issues. They evaluate and report on KPIs, monitor logistics to make sure they run smoothly. So the procurement process is done by a supply chain and inventory management team. They ensure that the pharmaceuticals are supplied. They negotiate well with the supply chain, suppliers. They ensure the relationship building. They ensure that the best rate is received by the hospital or best rate is negotiated by the hospital. They resolve issues that come up, that is delivery and accidents in procuring. They collaborate with other departments to create coordinated plans for business growth. They develop and implement safety guidelines in aspects of supply chain, that is use of trucks, forklifts, etc. They ensure supply chain processes meet legal requirements and the standards. They communicate and negotiate with the suppliers. So this slide itself is self-explanatory about the role and responsibilities of the supply chain department. And let's move to facility and the maintenance coordination department. So after nursing, this is the largest department. They oversee the sourcing and overseeing of contracts and services provided for functions such as catering, cleaning, parking, security and technology, advising business on majoring to improve the efficiency and cost effectiveness of the facility. They work on cost reduction theory, and they ensure that services are used optimized well, and the waste is reduced. They supervise teams of staff across different divisions. They ensure basic facilities are well maintained and conducting proactive maintenance. They deal with emergencies as they arise. They manage budgets of their department. They ensure that facilities meet compliance and standards of government regulations. They plan the future by forecasting the facilities' upcoming needs and requirements. They oversee renovations of the hospital, refurbishments, and the building projects. They help with office relocation for the administrative team, as well the clinical and the nursing team. So basically, all the departments' relocations are planned by them. They ensure employees are safe. They ensure drafting maintenance report. And then comes interdisciplinary collaboration. Interdisciplinary collaboration lies at the heart of effective healthcare delivery, bringing together professionals from diverse backgrounds and provide comprehensive and holistic care to the patients. In hospital settings, now that we have heard, there is multiple departments involved. There is a collaborated approach to ensure the patient receives the best treatment and has the best outcomes. They harness the collective expertise by physicians, nurses, and allied health professionals along with the support staff. Though interdisciplinary rounds are case conferences and care team meetings, healthcare professionals collaborate to discuss patient cases, share insights, and develop integrated care plans. So basically, hospital is all about teamwork, collaboration between multiple departments, because a patient care revolves around multiple things. It is dependent on the clinical services, it is dependent on the nursing services, it is dependent on the financial services, it depends upon the support services, it depends upon ancillary services. With one department not working well, it can impact the patient's care plan. It can impact patients' outcomes. So this is a collaborative environment which fosters open communication, encourages the exchange of ideas, and ensures that each aspect of a patient care is considered. Like I told you, patient care is a holistic approach and it involves multidisciplinary team. And here we have understood in the slides about multidisciplinary team and their roles. See, the roles are quite vast in healthcare, but this was a short brief what I have been talking about, the team and their roles and key responsibilities. Thank you.